It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis of the local side. High school football week 12 tonight. It's the district championships. And in Class 5 District 1, Farmington, the top seed, squares off with two seed Cape Central at a rematch of the district championship two seasons ago. Knights head coach Brent Eckley says the magnitude of the game has not hampered his team's preparation for tonight.
The kids have just been so steady throughout the season, whether it's been a win or a loss. They've just been really steady the next week and been coachable and been ready to get back to work. And we've continued to improve and progress and develop physically. And so I've not sensed like, oh yeah, we've arrived because we're here.
Right.
I think we're keeping the blinders on and we're kind of keeping our eyes down and just plugging along. We get to the end of the season, I think we'll have a chance to look and say, okay, this is what we achieved. But I don't sense that about them. I might be old enough now that maybe I'm too far removed from it and don't hear a lot of that talk, but it sure seems like the way we practice, we're getting better.
Eckley, when asked if he would have been surprised had we told him back in August that his club would be playing at a district championship game as the top seed.
I don't think surprised. I've been pleased, but I don't think I would have been surprised because I've seen that we've got good football kids. And the thing about it is when your kids show up to everything that you ask them to do and you've got great attendance at it, you have a chance to get better. And those are generally kids that have the ability to win when they show up at things. And so, and then that's the way they've been the whole way. They've shown up, been really pleased with them that way. And so I don't think I would have been surprised. Now there have been some days that I might've been like, we can't beat anybody, but those have been far and few between. And again, our kids have been fairly sharp and they've continued to improve. So I would have been pleased and been excited, but not really surprised.
The tailgate show fueled by McDonald's begins tonight at 6:00. That starts our coverage. Gilston Mary Lee pregame show at 6:30 and the opening kick brought to you by Boyd & Associates at 7. All that on AM 1240 KFMO. Live video online at KFMOsports.com, beginning with the Gilston Mary Lee pregame show at 6:30. Other Week 12 high school football games, Class 3 District 1 Championship, 3-seed Potosi plays at top-seed Dexter. In Class 3 District 2, it's the top-seeded Valley Catholic Warriors at home against 2-seed Lift for Life Academy. And in Class 4 District 1, the 6-seeded North County Raiders have already upset the 3-seed and 2-seed in that district. Well, they face off with 1-seed Festus on the road tonight in a Class 4 District 1 Championship. Also today on KFMO Sports Plus at 6:30, the Mineral Area Cardinals are back home on the men's basketball side as they take on Wabash Valley and the Bob Secrets Classic. They'll play today and tomorrow. Tonight is on KFMO Sports Plus. Tomorrow on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus when they play Lakeland at 5. And MAC Volleyball, the Lady Cardinals were seeded 14th in the national tournament. They will play number 3 seed and 3-time defending national champs, Florida Southwestern, next Wednesday at 10 a.m. We'll have coverage for you at 9:30 on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus. NHL, the St. Louis Blues are back in action tonight and tomorrow. The Philadelphia Flyers come to Enterprise Center tonight. Pre-game coverage at 6:30, puck drop at 7. You can hear it on B104.3. Tomorrow, it's the Vegas Golden Knights. Blues head coach Jim Montgomery on the importance of his team's fourth line.
I don't think you can measure how much they can help us because everybody sees what they do and they do it the right way. They don't cheat the game at all and it's infectious. You know, and then everybody starts playing the right way. Everybody's on the right side of the puck.
Again, the Blues and Flyers on B104.3 tonight at 6:30. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs are back in action. Out of the bye week, they'll play Sunday in Denver against the Broncos. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, does his club need to be getting more from defensive tackle Chris Jones?
Chris is always striving to do better every day. I mean, that's what's made him such a good player. Again, he's the guy that they're going to focus on, and if you're getting a double team, that's who's getting doubled. And so that's he'll get his as we go forward. It's just important that he stays consistent and keeps working hard.
The Chiefs and Broncos Sunday at 2 on KFMO, kickoff at 3:25. NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers play on Saturday against Mississippi State at 6:45. It's the final home game for Mizzou, and they have 2 games left in the regular season. NCAA men's basketball, the Missouri Tigers play on Monday against Prairie View at Mizzou Arena at 7. And St. Louis University, the Billikens, play tomorrow at home against Grand Canyon. The Billikens are 3-0. Billikens head coach Josh Schertz says Grand Canyon will present a challenge for the Billikens on Saturday.
Grand Canyon's got a really good team. Great depth, great size. They're playing nine guys, double-digit minutes. They've got, really good versatility. They got great speed, starting a 7-1 kid inside, bringing their 6-11 kid off the bench.
Tip-off from Chaffetz Arena tomorrow at 7. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.